This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
Here's an original ditty, Bleep, Blop, Bloop.
Show episode number 51. I am your host. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday evening. So that first record we heard, introduced by the man himself, that was Dick Shorey and his Percussion Pops Orchestra with a song called Bleep, Blop, Bloop. And that was one of the few records that I picked up at my thrift store hunting this week. And it was a pretty good song. I thought I'd start off the show with that one. Nice jazzy tune. And pretty cool timpani manipulation there in the beginning. All right, here's another record I found at the same thrift store. It's by a group called The Flaming Ember. And boy, does it ring true with me. Stop the World and Let Me Off.
blanca y su pinja roja. Como salta el hombre de poligoma, en cualquier palabra bota y rebota. Na, 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 no tiene nunca el mismo nombre. Na, 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 no sabes nunca cuál es su color. Na, 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 cualquiera puede darle forma. Na, 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 es blando y además cambia de piel. Mira cómo crece, cómo se encoge, cómo busca el día y después la noche. No sabremos nunca de dónde vino. Pudo ser de un triunfo o de un olvido. Na, 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 no tiene nunca el mismo nombre. Na, 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 no sabes nunca cuál es su color. Na, 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 cualquiera puede darle forma. Na, 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 blando y además cambia de piel.
vacilan.
Venezuela, that was Billo's Caracas Boys with Tocase la Campana. And this record came out in 1988, and I think it was released shortly after the passing of the leader of the band, Billo Frometa. The cover of the jacket shows one hand passing a conductor's baton to another hand. So I think this was the first record that was released after the passing of Billo. And his group, Billo Caracas Boys, put out quite a few records over the years. Billo was originally from the Dominican Republic, but moved to Venezuela, where he lived for the rest of his life, performing and putting out all these records. So yeah, that song there was part of a medley, actually, but I just played the last part. Again, that song was called Tocase la Campana. And before that, a record from Spain, Formula V, Formula 5, El Hombre de Poligoma is the name of that song. And this record came out in 1975. Yeah, it was kind of a cool-looking jacket. Came out on the Philips record label, so I took a chance on it. And yeah, that song was pretty good. I like the drum break in the beginning. And I started off the set there with a song by The Flaming Ember, Stop the World and Let Me Off. Yeah, please. I'm kind of losing my mind here, and I think a lot of us are. There's so much crap going on in the world, and it seems to be never-ending and at a breakneck speed. I think we could all use a break. All right, here's another record that I picked up at a different thrift store, and I was pretty surprised to see this one. I didn't have a jacket, but I picked it up anyways. Here's The Normal.
TBOD. 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 TBOD, TBOD, TBOD. I don't need a TV screen. I just stick the aerial into my skin and let the signal run through my veins. TBOD. TBOD, 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 TBOD. I don't need a TV screen. I just stick the aerial into my skin and let the signal run through my veins. TBOD. TBOD, 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 TBOD.
couple from the archive there. So that was Ride with a song called Chelsea Girl. And that came out on their debut EP, which came out in January 1990. So it's the 30th anniversary of that EP coming out. Oh my God, 30 years. Ride is one of my favorite groups. I was pretty happy to play that for you there. I'll have to play more of them in the future. And before that, another one of my favorite groups, Depeche Mode, with a song called Photographic. And it's kind of a rare version, a remix of the original version, which came out on a compilation record in 1980 on the Some Bizarre record label. And there was another version of that song on their debut LP, but it was quite a different version, much more low-key and slow. I really prefer this one there. And this came out on a sort of gray market remix LP put out by On You Sound, sort of a classic remix crew slash label. And I played that because of the first song I played in the set, which was by The Normal, a song called TVOD. And The Normal is, of course, Daniel Miller, who is the owner operator of Mute Records, which is Depeche Mode's label. Although the photogenic or photographic song that I played there, that version, it came out on two different labels that weren't Mute. So yeah, kind of related, but whatever, it doesn't matter. And I think most of you might know The Normal's bigger hit, which was Warm Leatherette, that sexy song about a car crash. What a weirdo. All right, here's another song that I picked up at a different thrift store. It's by a group called Black Slate, Amigo.
Amigo, amigo.
Canadian disco vibes. I guess it's from Montreal, so kind of Canadian. So that was Gloria Spring with a song called Baby Come On. And yeah, that came out in 1976 on Les Disques Direction, or Direction Records. All right, and I started off the set there with a song by Black Slate, and that song was called Amigo. And this was on a single-sided 12-inch, promotional 12-inch. Yeah, too bad. I would have liked to have heard the B-side, but pretty good stuff. And that group was a UK-based reggae group with members from Jamaica and Antigua, if I remember correctly. And that came out in 1980. Yeah, both of those I found at the same thrift store. So someone, I assume, with a good collection dropped those off. Thank you very much for passing those along, whoever you are. All right, I think it's just about time for some data, but of course, before I do the data, I have a bunch of shout-outs for you. So I'll start with email. I heard from Brian out in British Columbia. He was a fan of the Dead Kennedys that I played last week, so good to hear. I think Brian and I have similar punk rock tastes there, so thanks, Brian. I heard from Fred in Virginia. The quality of last week's show was decreasing steadily, and he actually missed the header on the image last week. So he did manage to get some of the data, but it was a bit choppy there. You can't win them all, I guess. And another person who had weak reception was Steve in Georgia. He was battling, weak reception, but also storms in the area last week. But Steve did manage to catch the picture, and it came out pretty good considering. And I also heard from Richard for the first time. Richard out in St. Albert, Alberta. I think it's the first time I've heard from someone out in Alberta. So thank you very much, my fellow Canadian. And Richard was tuned in on his JRC NRD 535. Very nice. Good to hear from you, Richard. All right, let's head over to Twitter. I heard from Paul, K5GLH, tuning in from Oklahoma City, using a Yaesu FTDX 3000. Good to hear from you, Paul. I also heard from JR's China blog out in Germany, listening in on the first half of the show on 7780. And I think he caught the second half of the show using an SDR. So thank you very much. And I guess it was late where you were, so I appreciate you sticking up or staying up so late. I also got a nice decode from Brian, W8LN. Thank you very much, Brian, and also posting pictures there on YouTube. Thank you very much. All right, and I also heard from Scott, KI7LBE, who managed to get FL Digi up and running and working, and he got a very nice decode there. I also got a decode from Mitch in Arizona, and Mitch also kindly sent along his recording of episode number 49, which I posted over to SoundCloud, as I was missing a recording myself for that episode for that week. So thank you very much, Mitch, and I always appreciate hearing from you each week. Matt in Colorado, he was a fan of Codeine that I played at the end of the show last week. And also, let's see, Bobby tuned in via an SDR in Washington State last week and sent along a decode. Good to hear from you, Bobby. Al in Florida was a fan of the Italian version of Crimson and Clover that I played last week, and he also sent along a decode. Thank you very much. Another decode from Halfi in California, and he also sent along a diagram and a picture of his equipment and antenna setup. Thank you very much, Halfi. I also heard from Alex Rules, 11, for the first time. Kind of a rough decode, but he still managed to catch it. So thank you very much, Alex. Let's see, Dana, K6JQ, reporting good reception out his way. Thank you very much. And also, I heard from Zach, unfortunately, a degrading signal throughout the show, but he still managed to pick up a pretty good decode of the last week's image. So thank you very much, Zach. And a rare catch from Kim Andrew Elliott, the gentleman behind the shortwave radiogram, caught the show as it was broadcast out in Australia on Unique Radio. And he caught it by the Texan Australia SDR that's set up over there. I guess Mr. Elliott is usually putting together the show while the regular broadcast is going out on Wednesday evening. So he was able to wake up super early on that Friday morning, North America time, and catch a show. So I really appreciate it, Kim. Good to hear from you. Another person who caught the Unique Radio broadcast in Australia was Roger in Germany, catching the show by the same SDR. All right, and I also got some more decodes from Do Fractional N, based in Japan, tuned in via a Maryland SDR. So thank you very much. I guess it's early morning there. I hope that doesn't interfere with work. All right, and a few more people over on Twitter. Vinay, F4ECA, Fred, Lucky Lou, Kawasaki AA Hachiyoni, and his neighbor over in somewhere in Kanagawa, HL San Ni Zero. All right, so I think that's just about it. Oh, and of course, hfzone.org, the website, and also a link to a Discord chat group, lots of information about shortwave listening, and also, yeah, this Discord chat group where lots of people are hanging out and talking about what they hear on shortwave. And I usually pop in there to say hi. So hello to the regulars there, Frigid, Daz, Master Player 30, and Rose as well. And I think I owe Rose an email from a few weeks back. I got to get back on that. Sorry about that, Rose. All right, so if you'd like to get in touch, my email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. Let me know where you're listening from and what kind of radio you've got set up and all that kind of stuff. And let me know what your favorite song is. That's always interesting to hear. thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. And my Twitter handle is thisisamusicshow with no W. I'm sure if you Google that, you should be able to find it. This is a music show. All right, thanks everyone for emailing me. I appreciate hearing from everyone. It keeps the show going. So I have some data for you soon, but one more song before I do that. Here's some electro freestyle from 1985, all the way from Minnesota, can you believe it? Information Society. was Information Society with a classic tune called Running that originally came out in 1985, but also appeared on their 1988 self-titled LP that came out on the Tommy Boy record label. I heard a snippet of that song somewhere on the radio or on TV or something, so I thought I would break it out. It's such a good tune. All right, time for some data. MFSK 64 text and image. Here you go. Ding. Thank you. Well, there was your text and image for this week. Please send me your results. This is a music show at gmail.com. And of course, reception reports and any comments or questions are always welcome, with or without the decode information. It would be good to hear from you. This is a music show at gmail.com. This is a music show with no W on the end is my handle over on Twitter. Please get in touch. All right, I have one more song for you. This is by Rocket Ship, who I've played before. And this is off a 7-inch that came out in 1995, I believe. It's got that nice blend of noise and sweet melodies. And this song is called, what was it called? Honey, I Need You. Hope you enjoy it. All right, this was a music show, episode number 51. I am your host. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you'll be back next week. Good night.